Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Bloom, Nirvana. That was the song of the day as we gave away a trip for two to spring training in Arizona.
Congratulations to John from Palatine. Thanks for playing Anne from Geneva. John is going to go to spring training.
Talk to John a little off the air. John Mishka, longtime listener. Very excited to be going to spring training with all of us. And tomorrow morning at 7:45, it's time for you to hit the walk-off home run because it will be our very last giveaway for this trip to spring training and a music festival.
Safe to say it won't be the end of your baseball metaphors. You've really been exercising them. It's your own kind of spring training.
It's my own backstop. It's 8 o'clock in the morning on 93 XRT, now on WXRT and HD1 Chicago. Here's Mary Dixon.
Hundreds of Chicago area high school students walked out of class yesterday to protest for stronger gun laws. They range from Buffalo Grove to Schaumburg to Oak Park to St. Charles and are just a handful of demonstrations reported in the wake of last week's mass shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. Some of those survivors met with President Trump, who's complaining this morning on Twitter he didn't talk about arming teachers. What he really meant was giving guns to gun adept teachers with military or special training to allow them to fire back if a savage sicko came to a school with bad intentions, Trump's words. The president is also expressing support for stronger background checks, raising the age for buying weapons to 21, and ending the sale of bump stocks. Chicago police have someone in custody after a two-year-old boy was found stabbed to death in the Little Village neighborhood. A Chicago fire captain is hospitalized for smoke inhalation after responding to a fire near 43rd and King Drive yesterday. It's under investigation. NBC News reports special counsel Robert Mueller's team is investigating whether former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort promised Chicago's Federal Savings Bank President Steve Kalk a job in the Trump administration in exchange for $16 million in home loans. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to money laundering and unregistered foreign agent charges. At the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, the U.S. women's hockey team has won gold, beating the defending champion Canadians in a 3-2 shootout. Hillary Knight, who grew up in Lake Forest, scored in regulation. Teammate Kendall Coyne is from Palos Heights. It's 8:02 on XRT.
Way to go, Hillary.
Blackhawks beat the Senators 3-2 in a shootout at home. Tonight, the Bulls host the 76ers. Cloudy today, high in the upper 30s. Chance of light rain overnight and lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the mid-40s. It's 33 at the lake, 34 at Midway and O'Hare.
The next song we play is not only a song for our time, but for all time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.